WRCO FM 100.9, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 65 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. Your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's back to work today for President Biden, who announced over the weekend he will not be seeking re-election. ABC's Selena Wang is in Delaware, where Biden has been recovering.
President Biden is finally set to end his COVID isolation here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. He's planning to return to the White House this afternoon. Now, he's been isolating here since late Wednesday, and this will be the first time we're seeing Biden out in public since he made that historic decision and completely upended this race.
Kamala Harris, whose Biden is endorsing in the race, has now secured enough delegates to make her the presumptive Democratic nominee ahead of the national convention in Chicago. Delta Airlines canceling more flights today as it continues to try to recover from the computer meltdown last week. Delta has canceled more than 5,000 flights since Friday. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle says her agency failed in its mission when Donald Trump was nearly assassinated earlier this month. She tells Congress, she won't resign. This is ABC News. Another country is now saying no more bullfighting.
Further reducing the short list of nations where the centuries-old tradition is still legal, Colombia's president has signed a bill that bans bullfights. President Gustavo Petro signed it in front of hundreds of animal rights activists during a ceremony Monday in Bogota's bullring. The ban was approved by Colombia's Congress in May after months of heated debates. All bullfights are banned by 2027. Bullfighting aficionados argue it's part of cultural heritage, and they say they'll challenge it in court. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The shakeup in British politics continues after conservatives saw their worst defeat in years in elections earlier this month. The party is now working on picking a new leader to replace former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The process is expected to take several months. And your $5 will go further longer at McDonald's, the fast food giant agreeing to extend its $5 value meal promotion to August after nearly all of its restaurants said, yes, they like the idea. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas, conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green. They also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
The stage is set, the costumes are sewn, the orchestra is all in tune. Now there's only one thing the community players need for their production of The Music Man.
And it's your got to go, dear, that gets me down.
Yes, it's you. Please come see The Music Man shows July 26th, 27th, and 28th, as well as August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Friday and Saturday shows at 7, and Sunday shows at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and $60 for two adults and four or more children. Come see The Music Man and find out why there is trouble in River City. Calls for a high of 80 degrees. We could be in line for a few scattered showers here and there today. Tonight, spotty showers possible, some clouds lingering, and a low of 60. Wednesday, a slight chance of a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and turning less humid with a high of 77. Thursday, near 80, and Friday, low 80s with a lot of sunshine. This morning, lots of rumblies and lightning, and we did receive 99/100ths of an inch of rain here at the WRCO studios. Some off and on showers and still some thunder off and on this morning. After a low of 64, it is 66 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning from WRCO on a Tuesday. Here is Keith Urban.
Watching you sleep. And I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need. We ain't got much now, we're just starting now. But I know somehow.
Oh,
That's Keith Urban, headed for a better life. Oh, it's Tuesday, Quizzy Day. I better study. See if I can copy Joanne's paper or something this morning. Here's Zach Brown Band with Jimmy Buffett and a great summer song.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, sent me back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lies. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Mysterious.
chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
Well, I've been sent to spread the message.
God bless Texas.
I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
You go. We've got a guest quizition coming in here in just a little bit here as it's Tuesday Quiz Day with WRCO Radio on a Tuesday. Stay tuned.
WCCU strives to protect you and asks that you share this information with parents, grandparents, and others. Locally, we've seen a rise in illegal spoofing techniques. A fraudster uses caller ID to make a call look legitimate. If you answer a call and it is not who you expect, hang up. Do not rely on your caller ID. Also, never assume that an unexpected call is legitimate. If you receive a call asking personal questions or wanting to engage in conversation, hang up and call back using a reliable number on a bill, statement, or by using a local directory. As fraudsters continue to use these malicious, sneaky techniques, WCCU Credit Union encourages each of us to be vigilant and help spread the awareness to others.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Get ready for the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration. Join the fun this weekend for a weekend packed with fun and excitement. Kicking off Friday night, groove to live music from High Mileage. Enjoy live entertainment, delicious food, and refreshing cold drinks all weekend long. Bring the family for a youth baseball tournament, volleyball, beanbags, and inflatables for the kids. On Sunday, savor a mouth-watering chicken barbecue starting at noon, and don't miss the grand parade at 11 a.m. Saturday night, Sean Shell will perform from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Plus, kids can enjoy a pedal pole and fire truck rides. It's the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration, July 26th through 28th. Be there for an unforgettable weekend.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
Come on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special guest in the studio today, my old pal, Mr. Gary Gutkinek. How are you, Gary?
Mr. Nee, how are you doing today?
Doing really well. Thanks for filling in for Hank today.
Thanks for having me.
He's out hunting moles, we think, anyway. But for those that don't know, you and I go back a long, long time, don't we?
Back to sixth grade in the fall of 1975, when the very first day I had you in my physical education class, I thought, I'm going to teach this boy who's boss right away. And I think you spent the better share of that period in the corner.
Yeah, I think I did, too. I learned my lesson.
That's true, though. But it was music that brought us together.
I think it was.
A few years later.
And we're still friends after all these
we
years.
We are very good friends.
Who knew?
Who knew?
When you walked in that day, I said to some of my buddies, we're going to get rid of this guy. And
just like you did the last one.
How long were you there at Ithaca?
I was there for 36 years.
Yeah, we didn't get rid of him.
You tried, though.
Well, we did on that first day. Oh, well, so you've brought along a few little artifacts and tidbits, and we always appreciate that. So what's a quizzy poo on today,
well,
Gary?
Well, I'll tell you what. The first six questions are local questions.
Okay.
And it even involves some local personalities that some of you out there might know.
All right.
And the last four questions are Wisconsin questions. And then the bonus question, should you decide to accept the challenge, is another local one. And this one, I think, is maybe the most interesting tidbit of all.
Okay. Wow. So you've done a lot of work on this, haven't
you? Well, I tell you, some of it just comes real easy. And then sometimes you think, well, what would be a good one? And you get stuck on one, then it eventually comes to you.
Okay. Well, it's very fortunate that you didn't recycle one of your old health quizzes from freshman year, because that would have, I probably would have failed miserably at that.
Well, I could probably look and see if I have one at home next time if you want to do it.
You probably do. You pulled out one of my physical fitness cards one time.
Yeah, we did, but we won't talk about that today.
No, we won't. That the fact that I got one pull up the first semester in the second semester.
And you, I think you said you got halfway up and you said, can you count half a pull-up? And I said, no.
No, I don't think so. So it was zero. I got ripped off. So anyway.
But you bounded back in later years in that pull-up test from what I've told.
Did I? I don't remember that. But anyway. All right. Well, go ahead.
Are you ready?
Go ahead, Gary. What's the first
question?
Okay,
quiz. Phil, you can just go down on your quiz right there. Nope, right there.
Oh.
All I want you to do, you can look at it. You can answer it as I read it to you.
Can I smell it like the old days?
You can.
Oh, doesn't okay. Smell like the mimeograph.
Question number one. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
And you can read along with it as I read it. Longtime Avoca resident and sportsman, Logie Swinehart, graduated from Avoca High School in what year? Your choices are A, 1958, B, 1959, C, 1960, or D, 1961.
Okay.
So I won't repeat it because you've got it right there.
Circle the correct answer.
Circle the correct answer.
All right.
Okay. Now, these first ones are local ones. Kyle Kelly, teacher and multi-sport assistant coach at Ithaca High School, graduated from what high school? A, Wausau West, B, Waniwok, C, Royal, and D, Brookwood. Which one of those schools did Kyle Kelly graduate from?
Wow, these are tough. Okay. All right.
Number three. A lot of people out here know this next fella. Eric Kinney, former Riverdale High School graduate and current teacher and coach in the basketball school system, is often called by his nickname. Can you name it? A, Herkimer, B, Roy, C, George, D, E-Man.
All right. You should have had, what is his middle name?
Well, we won't go there.
That'll
be for a future quiz.
That's a future quiz.
Because I do know that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a song that goes with it.
That's right. We play it on St. Patrick's
Day. That's right. Okay, question number four. Now, this should be an easy one for you.
All right.
What is Fuzz McCauley's, who was a former teacher at Richland Center in Highland, what was his real first name? Fuzz McCauley's real first name. Was it A, Fred, B, Corey, C, Kevin, or D, Francis?
Okay.
Okay.
He was just in the studio with us last
week. Well, there you go.
Should have asked him.
Okay, 1960s and 1970s bands, Tommy James and the Shondells, and the Grassroots performed at the River's Edge Bar between Muscadet and Gotham. Is that true or is that false? Okay.
All right.
Number six, Richland Center became an important location for the women's suffrage movement in Wisconsin after Laura Briggs James, who was Ada James's mother, Julia Bowen, and other residents founded the Richland Center's Women's Club in early blank. The club quickly became the largest suffrage group in the state and was influential in organizing the movement throughout Wisconsin. Your choices are A, 1872, B, 1882, C, 1892, or D, 1902.
Tough ones, Gukinik. Tough ones.
Well, I thought the first ones are pretty easy, but maybe I underestimated you.
There's a couple of softball lobs, but...
Okay. Now, these are kind of Wisconsin ones.
All right.
My good friend Kenny Weimer would know this answer because he is a muskie fisherman, and it concerns the muskie. It takes an average of how many hours of fishing to catch a 33.4-inch muskie? Is it A, 50 hours, B, 75 hours, C, 100 hours, or D, 150 hours?
All right.
Okay, number eight. If all the hunters on opening day of deer season in Wisconsin were grouped together, they would comprise the blank largest army in the world. Would it be sixth largest army, B, eighth, C, 10th, or D, 12th? And this came from Wisconsin website. I believe it was a historical society, or it might have been tourism.
All right.
Okay, number nine. The first circus in the U.S. was in what Wisconsin? Was it Delavan, A, B, Baraboo, C, Milwaukee, or D, Aubrey Corners?
All right.
Okay, number 10.
All right.
Nearly how many million gallons of ice cream are consumed by Wisconsinites each year? Is it A, 1 million, B, 6 million, C, 11 million, or D, 21 million?
Okay.
Okay, the bonus question. This is kind of the interesting one.
Ooh.
What year was Sextonville High School closed? Was it A, 1940, B, 1941, C, 1942, or D, 1943?
Boy, that's a tough one.
And I got this when Shirley Brathwaite passed away. I looked at her obituary, and she was supposed to go there, but the school closed, and she ended up graduating from Ithaca. Mm. So, there you go.
All right.
Are you ready to go back?
Yeah. Somebody was asking me not too long ago, what was Sextonville's mascot?
That may be for my next show. I can find that out for you, too.
Oh, you could? Okay.
I think so.
Maybe somebody out there knows.
Yeah, if they know, maybe give us a call today. Call.
But yeah, Sextonville's mascot. Maybe if they still have their letter jacket.
Okay, you ready, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay, what year did Logie Swinehart graduate?
I say 1959.
And you would be wrong. It was 1960, the last year of Avoca High School. I put 1961 in there, but Avoca did not exist as a high school in 1961.
Oh, man.
Okay.
No perfect paper today.
Okay, D. When did Kyle Kelly, the Ithaca longtime assistant coach and teacher, what school did he graduate from?
Royal.
Brookwood.
Brookwood. Oh, man. Missed it by that much.
Okay, number three.
It was the same conference, though.
Yep. Eric Kinney's nickname.
I went with Roy.
Roy is correct. Woo! Mr. Nee. Okay.
Ain't getting skunked.
Number four, Fuzz McCauley's real first name.
That would be Francis.
Francis, that is correct.
Woo!
And did Tommy James and the Shondells and the Grassroots ever perform at the River's Edge?
Yes, they did. True.
And I've kept a diary since I've been, since 1964 when I was in fifth grade. And I went back and looked this up. They played on June 16th of 1976, and they played on July 28th of 1976. So that summer, two pretty good bands from the 60s and early 70s played at the River's Edge between Muscadet and Gotham.
I've seen the poster, I think, for one of them.
Yep.
I've
got a poster for each one of those.
So, by the way, are you going to publish the diary someday? Maybe.
No. I think when I pass away, it's all going to be burned, I think.
Is it?
There's nothing interesting in there.
There isn't? Okay, I thought maybe.
No, there might be.
I'll make a good movie someday.
Yes. Okay, yeah, right. Really boring movie. Okay, Richland Center became an important location for women's suffrage movement when Wisconsin after Laura Briggs James and Julia Bowen founded the Richland Center Women's Club. What year, Phil?
1892.
B, 1882.
Oh, man.
Number seven, how many hours does it take to catch a 33.4-inch muskie?
100 hours.
That is correct.
Yay!
Woo! Okay. If all the hunters on opening day of deer season were grouped together, they would compromise the blank largest army in the world.
Sixth.
Sixth is correct.
Woo!
Now, did you know these or did you just guess?
No, I think that I've heard the army one.
Okay.
Yep.
Number nine, the first circus in the U.S. was in?
Baraboo.
Delavan.
Oh, that's right. After you said that, I think I did know that.
I gave one of the answers as the Aubrey Corners.
Yeah.
And it seems to me there was a business called the Aubrey Corners Sound Connection.
Yeah, there was.
Can you elaborate on that just a bit?
Back in the day, that was the Rough Tough DJ service there.
Okay.
You know, and then we had a ball team, the Aubrey Firefighters, too.
Okay, so. Well, I just thought we'd mention that because maybe your listeners might be interested in your former career.
It was a real circus around there, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I said it, you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, number 10, how many million gallons of ice cream are consumed by Wisconsinites each year?
That would be 11 million.
That would be 21 million.
Oh, man.
Dang. Okay.
Okay.
Now for the bonus question.
Oof. Drum roll.
What year was Sextonville High School closed?
1941.
1942.
Oh, man. Gukinek, you're killing me.
How'd you do, Phil?
1, 2, 3, 4. Five
out of 11. That's
five.
Not too bad.
Well, isn't too good either. But yeah, there's some good ones. There's some tough ones there too. So the Delavan one, I truly did know. I just kind of
If someone would have asked me that question without having known the answer, I would have said Baraboo.
Yeah, that was kind of my assumption. But anyway, all right. Well, five right. So am I still going to be able to go out for recess today or not?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
We'll come in after school and we'll get some extra help, okay?
Okay, as long as I don't have to run
Can I mention one more thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. I just want to mention, the old bridges near Lone Rock are going to be torn down pretty soon. And just a little FYI, as you're leaving Lone Rock and you're traveling south on Lone Rock, the first small bridge was built in 1932. The middle bridge was built in 1937, and the big bridge at the end was 1942. So if you haven't had a chance to go across those bridges, get to it, because pretty soon they'll be torn down because the new one is pretty near complete.
Yeah, the days are numbered for it. So that new bridge is looking great over there, too. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Phil.
You bet. Mr. Gary Gutkinek, our guest quizzician today on WRCO.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StateAuction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale in Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Thanks to Gukinek for being our guest here today. He's going to go out and show him who's boss on the pickleball court now, he says. Anyway, this day in history, 1903, the Ford Motor Company sold its first car, a Model A, for $850. That was back in the day. And also in 2006, Tiger Woods became the first player since Tom Watson to win consecutive British Open titles. In 2011, singer Amy Winehouse was found dead in her home in London. 2011, and celebrity birthdays include actor Woody Harrelson, who turns 63 today, July 23rd. An update on birthdays and anniversaries in the local and area scene is sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench, but when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Amaya Tucker from the Richland Center Primary School Friends. We have greetings to Julie Durst on English Ridge from Uncle Butchie and Auntie M, and from Lori and the guys. Have a great day today. Also, happy birthday to a special niece, Julie. Thanks for all you do for us. We love you, from Uncle David and Aunt Donna. Happy birthday to a wonderful daughter, Julie Durst. Love from Mom and Dad Dosh. To Lacey Marie Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Greetings going out today for Carolyn Anderson, from your hometown friend today. Have a great day, Carolyn, and enjoy your special day. And don't get too wild, right? Happy birthday wishes going out to Carolyn Anderson from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy 68th to Cheryl Green from Sue and Merriman. And to Rockwell retiree Cheryl Green from also retired 18101. Happy birthday to Betty A. Johnson from Karen Duke and Daisy. And to Lacey Gunningham from Lori and the guys. Rochelle Schmidt from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, Helen Shaw from Blue River United Methodist Church, to Joan Bunce, a very great cook, from Mommy Sherry and Brandy today. Also, happy birthday to Mom, Mimi, K2R6, Cobby, Karen Manning, with love and grateful hearts, from Julie, Ryan, Alyssa, Jenna, and Ella. Happy birthday as well to Carolyn Anderson, Fletcher Keys, Rochelle Schmidt, and Tammy Fry from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy 60th to Judy Keene from Sue and Merriman. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday Betty Johnson and Karen Manning. And from the RC Lions, happy birthday to Jim Dale, to Jevin Ryan, Chad Kraska, and Karen Manning. At Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, wishing the best to Colton Hinkle, to Katie Landmark, Sandy Pospical, and Joanne Putz. And happy anniversary, Virgil and Sandy Baumkamp today.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, The Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Nutrition Enterprises is excited to announce the re-grand opening of our store at 24530 Hope Lane in Richland Center, Wisconsin, just 1 mile north of the fairgrounds. Nancy and Emmanuel Lunk enjoyed serving the Tri-County area since 1969. After Emmanuel's recent passing, Nancy wants to fulfill his wish for the store to continue serving the community with top-notch nutrition and healthy home products. At Nutrition Enterprises, receive personalized service with the help of a registered nurse and explore our complete line of delicious Shackley products and standard process supplements. Store hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We welcome you to join us for the grand reopening on July 25th and 26th. Stop by and see us or call or text 647-6374 or 647-2175 and place your order. Let us help you feel your best. Nutrition Enterprises, your one-stop shop for health. We look forward to seeing you.
Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland. Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this summer. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Well, I unfortunately hadn't been opening my mail on a regular basis lately, and last night June opened up an envelope and she said, "Oh, you missed it." And I said, "What?" She said, "The Packers shareholders meeting was today." I'm like, "Oh, man." And then I got thinking maybe it was a conspiracy. Maybe she hid that letter from me. I don't know. But 7,676 people did open their mail and attended, watching practice on a vibrant day at Lambeau Field. And then they got the lowdown from Packers CEO Mark Murphy as well. So, yeah, after getting it as a gift a while ago, I'm a Packers shareholder. And I don't know, they did roll call yesterday. They went knee, knee, knee. And then, of course, I wasn't there. But anyway, maybe next year. I'll remember. I'll open my mail and get there on time. Joanne has the news coming up. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great Tuesday.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 66 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, a high of 80. Tonight, spotty showers possible with some clouds lingering, a low of 60. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 66 degrees after a low this morning of 64.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Two people are confirmed dead following a plane crash south of EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh Monday. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department says multiple agencies responded to a plane crash around 12:50, about 2 miles south of the EAA Air Venture event. Once on scene, responders discovered that the plane was fully engulfed in fire. The Winnebago County coroner was dispatched to the scene within minutes of the crash. The fatal crash came on the first day of Air Venture 2024 and shut down all operations at Whitman Regional Airport. The names of the deceased occupants and all other plane identifiers are being withheld at this time, pending notification to the family. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the NTSB. A community servant has died. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Bill was born and raised in Richland Center, graduating from Richland Center High School in 1956. After serving in the Army, he came back home to work in the family business, Cross Cups. Bill served as the Director of Public Works for the City of Richland Center from 1990 until 2006. He was also an EMT for the Richland County Ambulance for 10 years and member of the Richland Center Fire Department for 45 years. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. District Administrator Steve Board presented an alternative education program to the Richland School District Board of Education at last night's board meeting. He said that alternative education has proven to be successful in the partner school. After thoroughly examining the data and brainstorming solutions over the past several weeks, the administration has proposed this new alternative education program, which includes all three buildings for this coming school year. This programming would support students who are on the fringe of needing other supports, such as behavioral and academic, and the need for more support in their social, emotional learning, mental health, and executive functioning skills. He stated that this style of instruction will still give students the most important pieces of their grade level content while providing more time to learn and practice skills for life and getting along with others. Offering this option to families will create another avenue to become the district that families choose to stay in and possibly use their choice to open enroll. By meeting students where they are and providing the support necessary, the district will help students grow into college and career-ready students in the upper grades. The proposal would require the addition of one full-time teacher at each of the three buildings. Alternative education licensure would be required within the next year, and the district will plan to financially support this licensure add-on as needed. The financial implication is something the administration will work on in the current setting. With a decrease in staff this year, the district is closer to making these new positions fit into the current structure. The numbers are still being crunched. In the coming years, it would be sustainable through attrition as well as a decrease in open enroll, out coupled with a potential increase in open enroll in. The tentative name being used is the RC, that's R-S-E-E, school, pronounced RC, which stands for Richland Small School Educational Environment, focusing on the smaller class size opportunities for students. This initiative would allow the Richland School District to become a district that provides choice in a world where there are many education options for parents and students. The board approved the plan unanimously. The board also presented the second reading of the new Title IX policy. Due to changes in federal law surrounding Title IX, all districts need to have a new policy in place prior to August 1st. The district needs to have a policy in place for allegations of events that happen prior to August 1st, as well as policy to handle allegations of events on or after August 1st. Because of this, the district could not simply revise the current policy, but rather needs two policies. He also stated that the pre-referendum page on the school district website will be shut down for a few days to change it to a referendum update page. The Richland School Board also accepted substitute rates for the upcoming school year, monetary donations from the Richland Area Crime Stoppers, Richland County Children and Family Advocacy Council, and the Richland Center Athletic Boosters Club, and to waive the policy concerning school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays to allow the Strengthening Families program to meet after 7 during their 2024-25 programming. Top Wisconsin Democrats elected officials are endorsing Kamala Harris for president. The list includes Governor Tony Evers, who grew emotional while speaking to reporters in Milwaukee Monday about President Joe Biden. The governor called Biden a good friend who's done a lot for the country. Evers said Harris has done a great job as vice president and predicted she'll win in November. Also ready to support the vice president, U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Pocan, who last week called on the president to step aside, said Harris was a key part of everything that Joe Biden got done. He said if you like Joe Biden, you're going to love Kamala Harris. Other endorsements include U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway, and Mayor Valier Johnson of Milwaukee, where Harris is scheduled to campaign today. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her first visit to a battleground state after locking up enough support from Democratic delegates to win her party's nomination to challenge former President Donald Trump 2 days after President Joe Biden dropped his reelection bid. Harris is traveling to Milwaukee, where she will hold her first campaign rally since she launched her campaign Sunday with Biden's endorsement. Harris has raised more than $100 million since Sunday afternoon and scored the backing of Democratic officials and political groups. Ahead of the Wisconsin fall primary August 13th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds U.S. citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes for those who will be at least 18 years of age by the next election includes a driver license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification or qualification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. To obtain identification to show at the polls, begin online. A list of the required documents to bring to a DMV customer service center is available at wisconsindmv.gov. If the required documents needed for an ID are not readily available, DMV has a process for U.S. citizens to obtain the necessary information. This process, available free of charge, may be used to quickly obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting, while the remaining documents or verifications are obtained.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Tuesday, July 23rd. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93 of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77 of Sandusky, died Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established in Donald's name. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald G. Powell, 77 of Sandusky. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86 of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for William S. Bill McCorkle, 86 of Richland Center. David Owen Doc O'Connor, age 66, died July 8th at home. A celebration of life will be held in the near future. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the family in care of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services. David Owen Doc O'Connor, age 66. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Alyssa Lisney and Noah Mason had a son, Owen James.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Dozens of Wisconsin Alliant Energy workers have returned home after helping with tornado cleanup in Illinois. ComEd, an energy company serving northern Illinois, had reached out when 25 confirmed tornadoes touched down in Chicago and surrounding areas last week. It's 66 degrees in Richland Center. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Partly to mostly cloudy and muggy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 80. Tonight, spotty showers possible with some clouds lingering, a low of 60. In Richland Center, it is a cloudy 66 degrees at 8 o'clock.